A Russian cargo plane took off from Germany this morning with a very unusual load, almost 600 pounds of highly enriched uranium. This was the biggest shipment ever in a joint U.S.-Russian program. The idea is to keep nuclear material off the black market and out of the hands of terrorists. NPR's Emily Harris watched the operation in Dresden.
First, 10 police cars drove out of the Rosendorf Research Center when the convoy taking the uranium to the airport started to move at 2:41 a.m. Then out came a large truck, followed by 16 more police vehicles, plus an emergency medical team. The uranium in the truck is called fresh fuel because it's not been used to produce power. Despite the intense security, fresh fuel is not dangerous by itself, says Udo Herwig, the head of the company closing down the Rosendorf Research Reactor.
Fresh fuel is just uranium, and uranium is an alpha emitter. Alpha radiation you can cover with a piece of paper.
Indeed, the disks and rods of uranium were wrapped first in paper before being carefully sealed in special green metal barrels designed to survive a plane crash. Because this fresh fuel is relatively safe to handle, it's seen as particularly tempting to steal. It is highly enriched compared to the fuel used in power plants, and it could be used in a bomb. Andrew Beniavsky directs the Department of Energy's Global Threat Reduction Initiative, which runs these transfers.
Our concern is that if terrorists were to acquire fissile materials such as this, they will have overcome the most significant obstacle in the pathway to a nuclear weapon.
This shipment had enough enriched uranium to make at least two bombs. The Soviet Union sent nuclear fuel to the former East Germany, as it did to many allies or communist bloc countries, for use in research reactors. A lot went to Germany, says Beniavsky.
The material in this shipment, just to put it in perspective, is more material than we have removed under the entire program over several years.
A few other things also set this shipment apart from the nearly dozen previous similar operations. The local storage site was quite well protected. For the first time, a local government, not the U.S., picked up the tab. And German officials let the public know the transport would be happening and roughly when. That did not please some members of the U.S. team, and a group of about 20 German protesters forced a change of route. But German officials said they had to balance security and openness.
Security advice.
As the convoy arrived, some things were normal at the Dresden airport.
Do not leave your baggage unattended.
But not everything. From an inside observation deck, journalists peered through the dark at lines of flashing blue lights, trying to see if they really were part of the convoy or a diversionary tactic. National Nuclear Security Administration spokesman Brian Wilkes got text messages from a colleague traveling with the truck.
Oh yeah, he says that was the decoy what we saw. Those were the police over there. Those were the decoy.
Despite the logistical complications of these operations, the political obstacles are always the most difficult. The goal of this program had been to get all fresh, highly enriched uranium from Soviet-supplied research reactors returned to Russia by the end of this year. But that didn't happen in three countries, Vietnam, Ukraine, and Belarus. Together, they have a total of 167 pounds of highly enriched uranium. An oral understanding has been reached with Vietnam. Talks are going on with Ukraine, and little progress has been made with Belarus. The heavily loaded Russian Ilyushin 76 took off right on schedule at 8 a.m. All the bomb-grade uranium is now at a secure facility south of Moscow. By the middle of next year, it's expected to be blended down to a lower enrichment level, useful in commercial nuclear reactors, but not for making weapons. Emily Harris, NPR News, Dresden.